Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. As vaccine access expands across California, some people are still being left out. KALW's Vivian Bosu-Skinner has more.
White residents are getting COVID-19 vaccines at 11 times the rate of Black people and twice the rate of Latinx folks. A doctor from UCSF told AP News that this could have to do with where the vaccines are being distributed. The state has been allocating most of its doses to larger vaccination sites, such as the Oakland Coliseum or San Francisco's Moscone Center. This means that people who have time, access to information, and can navigate complex sign-up processes have little trouble finding an appointment, while those with a language barrier have unreliable transportation, or who rely on their primary care doctor or local clinic for information may be left out. State officials say they're trying to be more equitable by setting aside vaccines for communities disproportionately impacted by the virus and working with local providers and mobile clinics. But several reports show people are getting access to doses not intended for them. And until there's more vaccine availability, the problem will continue. In Richmond, I'm Vivian Bosu-Skinner, KALW News.
The California Republican Party has been sued by an employee alleging racial discrimination by a colleague and retaliation for reporting it. Boticia McKnight, who is Black, alleges in the suit that her supervisor, Alice Jungwirth, repeatedly made discriminatory remarks about Black people and subjected her to racism. McKnight's suit further alleges Cynthia Bryant, the party's former executive director, retaliated against her for complaining. Neither Bryant nor Jungwirth still work for the party. The suit was filed in Sacramento Superior Court. McKnight still works for the state party, including a role including administrative duties. California Attorney General Javier Becerra is issuing a warning to consumers this week about some health care providers reportedly charging a COVID-19 fee that many people are not obligated to pay. KLW's Ben Trefney reports.
People enrolled in Medi-Cal, Dentical, and Medicare may not be charged this fee, which is purported to be for more frequent cleaning and disinfecting during the COVID-19 pandemic. Becerra asks that people who are charged a fee and who are enrolled in Medi-Cal or Dentical report it to the California Department of Health Care Services Medi-Cal Member and Provider Helpline. That's 800-541-5555. Those enrolled in Medicare who are charged the fee should call Medicare at 800-MEDICARE to report it. Becerra also urged anyone enrolled in any of these three programs who's been charged a COVID-19 fee to file a complaint online with his office. That's at www.oag.ca.gov/report. People with private insurance may be subject to the fee, but have the right to ask providers why they're being charged such a fee and what it covers, as well as the right to ask insurers if the provider can charge the fee under insurance plan rules. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney, KALW News.
Stockton's controversial guaranteed basic income pilot program is the subject of a 25-page study that shows it to be a success. California Public Radio's Rich Ibarra tells us it awarded 25 lower-income households $500 a month for 2 years and was the first program of its type in the country.
Critics called it a handout that would cause people to spend it on luxuries or drugs and discourage them from looking for work. Former Stockton Mayor Michael Tubbs began the experiment without using a single cent from public funds, but rather private donors who wanted to see what would come of it.
This idea that giving people $500 a month to make them stop working is a lie. I'm also incredibly moved by the health data. The fact that stress and anxiety were reduced significantly.
Tomas Vargas, his wife and two children were among the recipients, earning $31,000 a year, but still hardly making it. The money allowed him to hire a tutor for his daughter. And yes, he worried less day to day.
It's helped my stress level. Like I said, I get to relax more. I get to spend time with kids. That helps me and my health better.
The study found that the key takeaways were better health, new job opportunities, and not being overcome by sudden expenses. Stockton was the perfect incubator for the study, with one out of four residents living in poverty, 18th in the nation for child poverty. Tubbs says other cities have begun to follow in Stockton's footprints.
Now there's over 40 mayors in this country, including 7 in California, who are saying we need a guaranteed income.
The study, headed by several university researchers, concluded that poverty results from a lack of cash, not character. In Stockton, I'm Rich Ibarra.